I tell you what, good man just went out the door. He got out quickly, didn't he, Brian? Keith Schuller, good friend for many years. He got out the door quickly when he got knew we were getting ready to go on the radio again.
Yep, he shies away when it's time to work. Work on the radio. No, Keith's a good dude. Proud to have him, you know, local guy on the, you know, chief of the fire department, and cares about his community. And but yeah, he ran when he thought you were going to put him on the radio. Yeah. Like everybody else in this office.
Right. Yeah, right. Farm Bureau president. He never was crazy about doing an interview, but he'd do anything to parole for you. Good folks, and although he does live beside the Catos.
our good buddies the Catos.
Yeah.
I wish one of them stopped by. Get my daily dose.
Tim and Chad, my cousins, good folks there. And Uncle Sticker helped start that fire department out there you're a part of. And, you know, we were talking about that with Keith before he left, that you guys have the grain rescue equipment out there, like a lot of all the fire departments do in Trigg County or Christian County and all this area, to help farmers if they need help getting. Hopefully we don't have that problem getting into grain bin, but you guys are prepared in case you do.
We do. There were several agribusinesses a couple years ago that, you know, sponsored these devices to help, you know, when people get trapped in grain bins. And even with that device, though, it's minutes, seconds almost count. Mm-hmm. And, you know, anything we can do from the rural fire department side, the volunteer service side, you know, we're volunteers, so we're not at the department. So we felt like it was us and several businesses that, you know, anything we can do to try to help to mitigate that disastrous of a problem. And we have one there at Square Deal, and we were proud to sponsor that. And we've gone through trainings with those. And there's several different ones on the market now. And, you know, we've obviously got a lot of area farmers that have grain bins, and accidents can happen. And we hope they never do. But, you know, I was telling you about a person up in Illinois where I was born that was in a bin for 2.5 hours, and he lived, thankfully, was almost unscathed. But, I mean, he's very sore and it bruised. And, I mean, it's just people don't understand the amount of pressure that you can feel being trapped in a grain bin inside wheat or corn or beans. And very, very dangerous. And it goes back to we've had this discussion in the past about, you know, agriculture and anything in agriculture, top one or two or three most dangerous jobs in the world, you know. So for the things that farmers provide and how good that is for the world and food and fiber and fuel, but it's the most dangerous thing to do. I feel like the American farmer or rural farmers, all of us, we're all agriculturalists, and it's the most important thing you can do, but it's also the most dangerous.
You guys stay prepared here at Nutrien too. You work with your folks. You guys go through safety training every year.
We go through it every other week. It seems like, you know, we have a weekly talks, and we're going through, you know, we call them tailgates, and it's, there's an email actually every day that somebody's offering up a story or something that may have happened or an example. We have biweekly training calls. We have monthly training calls. Some of them related to warehousing. Some are related to handling fertilizer. Some are related to handling chemicals. And you know, we train everybody up, and we want to keep that fresh. And the more you talk about it, the fresher your mind is thinking about it. It almost becomes muscle memory, if you will. And I married into a farming family and live the farm life every day and live the farm life with all of my customers because they're friends of mine. We're business partners, so I feel like I'm part of their operations as well, and I hope they feel the same about me. But I wish because sometimes we, at the farm gate level, that we sometimes forget about maybe stopping and talking about, is this safe? Is that safe? Or what can we do different if something was to happen? And things can happen, obviously. I mean, everybody's banging a finger every day or stepping on or dropping something on their leg or foot. But, you know, I feel like we have the ability to do that here. We're in a different environment. But at the farm level, if we could do that a little bit more often. And there's days and, you know, yearly things that farmers get to participate in, but there's a lot of H-2A workers here. And we do go through those safety audits, customers do, and farmers, but if, what about the other guys?
Right.
You know, those other guys that live here, the local people. We could probably do better. I don't know. I don't really have any ideas off the top of my head of how to change that or talk about that other than just, you know, every time I see one of the people that I deal with, I say, hey, stay safe. I just say it. Because if you just say it to somebody, then that might change the way they think about something.
That hadn't always been the case in farming and agriculture. We didn't think of safety near as much as we probably do today, 20, 30 years ago, you know?
Probably not. I know we didn't because I worked on a farm growing up, and it seems like 25 years ago versus today, we're in a bigger hurry.
Mm-hmm.
We're always in a hurry. Mm-hmm. And when you're in a hurry, you can have a misstep or miscalculation. Equipment costs more. There's more moving parts, which makes it more dangerous when you're working on something. Equipment is bigger. Equipment is heavier. And so all those things are kind of working against you when you're talking about safety. So I think it's good to just, hey, step back, take a step and take a breath and think about something before you do it. I tell my guys up here every day, I tell my boys, my two sons that work on the farm and help on the farm, and hey, boys, be safe. Because younger people, and I'm not knocking them, they just take a lot for granted. You know, they think they're bulletproof. I thought I was bulletproof. And so, but it's, you know, with the phone in their hand and all these distractions, because that is, 25 years ago, we didn't have the distractions that we have today. And I'd say that's one of the biggest differences in agricultural life on the farm today is just the distractions. There's a lot going on. Everybody's in a hurry. There's more traffic. And like I said, the equipment's wider, and it's just dangerous.
Makes sense, that's for sure. Brian Fitzsimmons with us here at Nutrient Ag, talking farm safety. We're on 106.5 WKTC.